Hello.
Oh, hi, this is Tina from Local Splash. I think you had just called in and we got cut off.
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah, so I think we're just having trouble processing this month's payment. So I didn't know if...
Oh, yes. I did text. I need to give you a new number.
Okay.
Just for this month, the card you guys have was reported stolen, so they blocked it.
Oh, I see. Okay,
they're
no problem.
They're sending a new card. I don't have it, but you can run it on this number.
Okay, so go ahead. I'm ready for the new number whenever you are.
4100.
Okay.
3905.
Got it.
4567.
Mm-hmm.
4992.
Okay, expiration?
0825.
825. And the code?
882.
Now, for this card, is it still the Southeast 234th Street address for the billing?
Yes.
Okay. Let me get your authorization.
Yeah, but just for this number, I'll put in the new number when the card kicks in.
Okay. So if for some reason you forget to call back, it will charge on this card on February 21st. So just
make sure
that you call back before then, okay? But I did get the green light for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. What nationality are you with a name like Taniella? That's a cool name.
Oh, it's Tongan.
I thought so. My husband's Samoan, so I almost was going to ask you if you were Tongan, because I heard that name before. Yeah, my last name's Tongafo, so.
Okay.
Oh, well, it's nice to meet you, and you are all good to go. So have a great rest of your week, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye. Hi, this is Tina. Got it. Okay, so I found the account. And for that final payment, is it going to be on a different card then? Okay. Got it. Okay, no problem. We'll get it taken care of for you. So I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are. It's just for $299. Mm-hmm. Okay. Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay, expiration. And the code? Okay. For this card, is it still P.O. Box 608 for the billing address? It should. Okay, so I'll give it a whirl. If it doesn't, I'll let you know. So let's just see. And then how come you're wanting to cancel? Sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What kind of calls? Oh, okay. So what that is on your Google and the directories and the website and the whole nine yards, we have a number of 802-456-4499. And when people call it, it forwards over to your number. So it's supposed to be helping you track the calls that are coming in and also help with quality assurance and eliminating spam calls and all that. Mm-hmm. I wonder, let me see, because it says there's 131 leads on the dashboard coming in through that tracking number. So let me go back to the... I wonder if maybe at one point you were talking to a technician about something, and then they might have upgraded you to that, because that tracking number, they usually charge $300 extra to put it on, but it looks like they put it on for you as a courtesy. But you're right, I don't think you had that the whole time you were working with us. That looks like the very first lead that came in on that was January 24th of 2023, so it's been just what, a little under a year. Yeah. 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 So the address didn't work. So what would an alternate address be? 204 Maple, same zip code or? Okay, let me try it with the 204 Maple Street. Now, I want to give you an option only because obviously canceling this will dramatically affect your business, and you said that you're trying to downsize a little bit. Yeah, so, okay, well, I just want to let you know that your program for $299 includes $100 worth of extra Google ads. I don't think you need that if you're doing very well already. So if we took those Google ads off, your subscription would then only be $199 monthly. And with that package, you're still on the first page of Google, you're still on the first page of Bing, Fireside Gas and Chimney Service stays mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So a lot of people will go to a package like that if they're trying to downsize a little bit, because you could always call back and put those ads on later if you wanted to. Okay. let me process this, and then no problem. I'll do the cancellation for you. No problem. I just wanted to let you know, only because on the dashboard, it's showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 12,253 times, and you've had 3,979 Google actions, which do include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page, right? So it's not like this is going to cancel and someone's going to hit a button and everything's going to delete. But what happens is it does take hundreds of hours monthly to do programming, content creation. Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as often as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So once the account cancels, nobody does those algorithm updates anymore, and then all of a sudden you start slipping off the first page. And statistically speaking, 87% of consumers will hire off of page 1, but yet less than 1% will click to page 2. And I think that that's because, you know, we're in that instant gratification type of a world. You know, people do a search. Yeah. Okay. All right. You're welcome. I did get the green light, so I'll process the cancellation. You'll get an email within 15 minutes that it's been canceled, so you don't have to worry about any further charges, unless you wanted to consider going on what's called a seasonal hold, where they would stop your billing for up to 90 days, and then you could reinstate it. That's what I figured. I didn't think you wanted to consider that, but I just wanted to throw it out there. Okay, no problem, Tim. Thank you for taking care of the payment. I'll process the cancellation and have a really great rest of your week too, okay? Thank you. All right, no problem. Okay, bye-bye. Move over a little bit.